Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Today FM, it's Dave Moore, and I've got superstar Alicia Weir with me. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for coming in. Let's talk Abigail. Okay, so we won't reveal any spoilers. We never do spoilers on the show, but we will talk about the fact that, because if people have seen the trailer, they know how it goes. Okay, so let's talk about this. You are effectively, I suppose, a little bit like yourself. You're a young girl. Something terrible happens and you get kidnapped, but the kidnappers don't really know what they're in for.
Nope.
And then you show them your true side, which maybe your parents have seen. But, but this is an incredible movie. So for you to be Abigail, who is the main character in this, who has two sides to her. One is a talented ballerina and one is a terrifying vampire. How do you approach those two? Because they feel like two different characters to me.
Yes, they are two completely different characters, but at the same time, I had to still remember that it was an act and who she really was, so that it wasn't two completely different people, so that when you watch the film, it does make sense who she, it was an act, and you kind of had to, I had to keep in mind that I had to, you know, try bring that across, that I still was Abigail, even though I was putting on an act, and I used to call it Abby and Abigail, so Abby was
the... Clever.
You know, the innocent act of the girl, little girl. And then Abigail was, you know, her true self, her manipulative self. And yeah, switching between Abby and Abigail, I had fun getting to do that. I mean, sometimes it was a little bit challenging, but I liked getting to experiment with that and, you know, trying different tactics and different ways to, you know, still remember who she really was deep down.
Yeah, because as you, that's really clever, actually, because obviously you're an actor, so you are acting, but also so is the character in some ways. But yeah, so that's a really clever way of doing that. But physically, your transformation is pretty extreme. So was there much time spent getting used to, I mean, people know vampires have strange teeth, your eyes changed, there was a lot of blood. I mean, what was that process like for you as an actor? Was it a difficult thing to sit through all that all the time?
Yeah, there was definitely a lot going on. I mean, 24/7 I had a big, huge white tutu on that was also covered in blood. And as the movie goes on, I end up just with so much blood, like everywhere, every place you can think of was covered in blood. I also had contacts in and I had then the fangs as well, which did take a little bit of getting used to because we had normal fangs that I wore and also I had to do an American accent as well.
Well, that's what I did want to talk about because I was trying to explain to my twins that you were from Ireland and they were like, but no, she's English. I'm like, no, that's Matilda. And now I'm not going to let them see this movie. But if they did, you also have a flawless American accent in this, which is just, like for anybody, it's amazing. But for a kid to do it, it's just brilliant. I mean, do you work with dialect coaches a lot or is it something you just naturally have?
Well, it's something that I enjoy doing. I love getting scripts in and getting to read them. And then, you know, it kind of helps to add to the character, the accent. It really creates like an image in my head. But I did work with a dialect coach a little bit for the American accent and for the English accent. I think they're my two strongest ones. But I just love playing with them and even with my friends and things like that in school. Like, it's just so fun to, you know, put on accents. But I do like, it does help create an image in your head. The accent does help with the character.
It does, doesn't it? Because I know people, for example, some of my friends are famous puppeteers.
Yes.
Some of my friends are actors and they talk about that when they're themselves, but as soon as they either put on a hat or put their hand up a puppet or put on an accent, it's so much easier than to be the character.
Definitely, yeah. And so much helped get me into the character. Like we were talking about earlier, the teeth and the fangs and the costume and the blood.
It all helps.
When I had it all on, I really felt like Abigail. I didn't feel anything like Alicia because I didn't look like Alicia. Yeah. When I looked in the mirror, I didn't look one bit like Alicia. So that definitely helped me get into the character.
Yeah. Talk about the ballet stuff as well, because part of the brilliance of this and Stephen Shields, who's a guy who co-wrote this, is someone that I've known for many years. And McDara Kelleher, one of the producers, is a guy who was in school with me. So I have a lot of connections to the movie. But one of the key things, I think, which is brilliantly written, is the fact that Abigail is a ballerina. She is someone who enjoys the things that, you know, a teenage, young teenage girl would enjoy. She's a very good ballerina. Is that a stunt ballerina person doing the ballet at the very beginning and whatever about throughout the vampire scenes? But at the beginning, you do a proper ballerina performance. Yes. Is that you?
That's me.
No.
Yes.
Are you previously a ballerina?
No, I'm not. I have trained in many different styles of dance, and I do dance a lot in different styles, but I'd never trained in ballet, no. So when they told me about it, they asked me if I'd like to train and rehearse. Like, we had so many weeks of rehearsals to, first of all, just do the dance and then get on point as well.
Oh, that on the toes?
Yes.
Because that's supposed
shoes.
To take ages. Yes. How long does it usually it take? Is, like,
I think it normally takes a few years, but...
How long did you have?
We had, like, two and a half months, three months.
You did something that usually takes a couple of years.
But when they told me about it, I was determined to do it. I mean, it's not every day you get the opportunity to do things like this. And when you get it, I mean, for me, I had to take it. I was determined to do it and try my best at it. And if I couldn't get it, I'd keep on trying until I did get it. But it was so much fun getting to try and incorporate dance into Abigail's movements. So no matter what she was doing throughout the film, you'll see when if she's chasing or running, she's always doing it in a ballet form,
absolutely.
No matter what she's
and
doing.
Can I just say, that is even more terrifying. Because if Abigail was just running straight, you'd be freaked out. But the fact that she's running... pliés and all
looking
manner
like
of stuff.
I'm like, do it in her sleep.
Oh no, this is so much more terrifying. Well, look, Abigail, the movie is out today in cinemas. Go and see it. But I'm interested in you, Alicia. Just like in terms of you are, you know, a very famous, very successful actor. You're also a very normal Irish Dublin girl. So, how do you balance those two things when you have school and you have, I presume, activities that you do and you have friends that you've mentioned already and you have your family, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, I need to go be a ballerina for 3 months and then be a vampire for 3 weeks. And so, you know, how do you balance all that stuff yourself?
Yeah, it's definitely strange sometimes. But for me, it's like two completely different worlds.
Okay.
I love both worlds, but I go in and out of both. And when I'm Alicia and when I'm in school, I see my friends. I then come home from school. I go to dance. I go to my activities. I then come home and I have dinner with my family. And, you know, I see my friends on the weekends. And to my friends and to my family, I'm just Alicia. And I do like that as well. They are so supportive. But at the same time, I'm just Alicia. And then I go to this completely different world where I'm filming and, you know, I get a tutor on set, which is sometimes a bit strange, but I do love both worlds and I love having that contrast of getting to do what I love doing, but also having the normality as well.
And does the tutor that you might get on a US set or a UK set or whatever, are they able to do Gaeilge? Are they able to do your Irish?
Normally they can't, but I normally, my Irish teacher will send me videos
and send me voice
notes, and everything gets put onto my Google Classroom. So I always have the work that they're doing in school that I can do with my tutor.
That is absolutely brilliant. And you mentioned activities, like, do you do any sports? Or I just imagine, like, if somebody sees this movie and then you're playing them in camogie or hurling or something, be like, I am not marking her. I don't know what she's going to do.
No, I'm not that sporty.
Okay.
I've definitely tried it before, but I don't do it now. I mean, I do lots of different genres of dance during the week, and then I do acting and I also do singing as well, but I'm not the sportiest.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you're doing obviously doing fine in all the other things. You don't need maybe to add that to your repertoire as well. What about then as well the difference between stage acting and film acting, because you've done both? Do you have a preference? Often you hear people talk about, you know, look, that maybe if they're stage actors, that the stage is it, and then the act TV or film acting is something you love doing, but it's not quite the same. What about you? What do you prefer?
I love doing both. When I was younger, I did a lot more of theatre and on stage, and then now I've kind of more done on screen, but I really enjoy doing both. They're so very different to each other.
Yeah.
You know, stage is more brighter and you express more. And
there's instant kind of reaction.
Yes,
yeah.
And you're in front of a big audience as well. When you're filming, there is so many people around, but it's just you and the camera. And you also have your actor that you're working with. But the two are very different. But I do enjoy doing both. And it's very like acting, getting to put yourself into different stories and into different scripts and into different characters, which is really special. And I think that's why I love doing it so much. But I think I love doing them both a lot.
This movie that Abigail that you've made, it's Irish production, but it's not, inverted commas, set in Ireland. But what's really cool is at the start, There's a lot. No, it's all in Ireland, but we think it's in America. But in the start, if you're from Ireland, you're from Dublin, you go, hang on, that's the Borgosh Energy Theatre. They're driving down the quays after they've kidnapped Abigail. Like, there's so many cool things about this movie, not just the performance and all that, but like, it's such an Irish movie that we've made here.
Yeah, Dublin looks so amazing, like you said at the start, when they've kidnapped Abigail, and you see that Dublin looks so beautiful, and getting to film it here was very, very special. And for me, my family could come on set,
of course,
and see
yeah.
it. And, you know, for Matilda, I mean, my mom flew over, but filming it here, my dad got to come on set, my two sisters got to come on set and, you know, see what it's like, because you can only imagine it. But, you know, until you're there and in the moment, you don't really know what to expect.
Totally.
So it was really special for them to come and see it.
Brilliant. Couple of quick fire questions before you go. Number one is, who's the most famous person you've met so far on this big adventure?
Oh, that's a really hard question. I mean, there's so many incredible actors in Abigail that, I mean, thinking now and when I go home, I pinch myself that I've worked with such incredible people and that I look up to so much. Mm. And in Matilda as well.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
And in Wicked Little Letters.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's so many.
So many incredible people. I'm not sure who's the...
You're looking at your dad. Who do you reckon? Who's the most famous one you've come across on set or whatever? Emma Thompson. Yeah, Matilda, Emma Thompson.
I'm not sure.
you're too polite. I like it. And then is there something that I like to ask my guests this? Is there something that you are currently obsessed with? Like, sometimes people tell me it's an app or a book or a pet or a meal. Or just something that Elise Weir says, right now, today, I'm obsessed with.
I'm obsessed with getting my nails done.
Really?
Let
me see,
what
have you got today?
Well.
Oh, very nice.
Do you like?
Yes, I do. Very nice. As I said, my 2 9-year-old twin daughters are always at me. Daddy, when can you bring me to the nail salon? So that and shopping.
Shopping, yeah.
God, you're so normal. Alicia, congratulations on Abigail. It is in cinemas today. Everyone needs to go and see this. Do not bring your 9-year-old twins to it.
Do not.
No. But congratulations on the movie. It's phenomenal. You are phenomenal in it. Terrifyingly phenomenal, but well done.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a minute.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.